Call Battleborn Injury Lawyers, 702-570-9000 with your questions today.
It captures a conversation between a manager named Young Lee and a female employee.
They feel like you didn't work hard enough, they would tell everyone not to tip you out.
And that's exactly what's happening. Lee tells some of the employees to not give her her tip.
It's Cofield and Company in the Finley Toyota Studios.
This video has sparked so much outrage, people are now giving MTO Cafe one-star reviews on Yelp.
Oh, so much to get into. This is one of those intriguing stories of social media justice, whether it's good or bad, that we absolutely have to cover with Justin Watkins, our legal insider. And this is, you know, over the years we've done this, like, we're learning more and more, and really the law's trying to catch up with what goes on the internet and threats. And so that was a video that was taken last week at this place, MTO Cafe downtown. It's a manager in the background just screaming F-bombs at a woman. Actually, followers are outside into the parking garage. There's subtitles on the short video, about 2 minute long video. Other servers at the MTO Cafe took the video. The one owner, because there's a discussion here, like, is this guy one of the owners? One owner said, hey, this is not the way we do things. We've remedied it. He's fired. So your opinion on just what you heard, the incident itself, Justin.
Yeah, it's actually at a pretty good crossroads as far as legal protection under the law, which is nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants that in the workplace, but there isn't a law on the books, either federally or state, that says workplace bullying is not acceptable. So I happen to know who's now commissioner, Tick Sigerbloom, tried to do a bill for two consecutive sessions in Nevada on this, and they did not pass on workplace bullying. So, to be clear, that sort of workplace bullying would be verbal in nature and offensive, right? And I think there's no general definition for bullying, especially for workplace, but in Nevada statutes, there is a definition for bullying that basically says intended or does, in fact, cause physical harm or severe emotional distress through verbal or physical acts. That's my Cliff Notes version of it. If it's only verbally, like it was in this case, I didn't see any physical contact, and you can't claim that treatment is only directed at you because you're one of the protected classes, religion, sex, sexual orientation, national origin, ethnicity. If you're not one of those protected classes, Or you can't say that the verbal abuse is because you're one of the protected classes, I don't think it's going to be actionable under your labor laws.
Well, you really couldn't see. You could kind of see that it moved into the garage. Was there a point where it was starting to get, like, dangerous to the point of feeling like you were physically threatened?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty close to there. It's really, really, really tough with that video because most of the time the video is not actually showing what's going on. You could just hear what's going on as, like, the phone's in somebody's lap or in their hand and they're running around. So I'm just not comfortable saying definitively that you have enough there to say that this would rise to the level of, say, criminal assault or even civil assault, which is apprehension of physical harm, not actual physical harm, but the apprehension of it based on the actions or words of somebody else. So I don't know. Based on what we have,
to draw that, like, a statute like you were referencing that Tick was proposing or anything similar to that, it would be very difficult to draw parameters of what that would entail, right? If it's like boss that likes to yell at his employees to motivate them, some people might see that as bullying, and some people would just say that's just motivational tactics, that's being a boss.
I think that's an easy cop out for the business industry, but the reality is we have a definition on federal and state levels for cyberbullying, and the only difference in that is that it's online, but we have a definition of bullying that goes along with it, and those parameters seem to be working okay. And why shouldn't those parameters be in the workplace? I mean, you know, we don't do that at our firm. I've never yelled at an employee, not even, like, justifiably yelled at an employee. It's not what I do, and neither has anybody at my firm. That's just not what we do. But I'm just like, let's take it to the next step. When my daughter is become employee age and some dude's talking to him like that, lose it. You know, like that's not okay under any circumstances.
I mean, I've been to enough, you know, even pro sports practices where you'd say the coach is bullying the players. Like that's what it is. But it's just so widely accepted. Like at some point, it would be very difficult to make that argument that that's bullying. But then, you know, the guy that, you know, is a huge, say, sports fan, and he takes that to his bank, and he's yelling at the teller. The bank manager's yelling at the tellers in the same manner would probably be considered bullying on a different level, even if the coach doing the same thing wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can always have, like, I guess, if you want
industry
that sort
standard.
Yeah, industry standards, right?
Custom. I'm showing off my legal.
Yeah, exactly. So the actual language there would be custom in the industry, which is not all industries treat employees the same way. For instance, we've used this example before. Somebody who stars in porn films and what may be okay for physical contact, even during filming and off filming, and I don't know, would be, I'm guessing, drastically different
in their private life
than what would be okay if they go then leave that and go work as a bank teller, right? And what they expect from their bank manager. We're advanced enough in our legal jurisprudence, I think, to be able to handle that. I don't think we have to accept this kind of behavior as like, well, we can't really define it well enough to enforce it. I don't think that's true.
What's your reaction to this tweet? You know, a lot of people reaching out to these women. We're talking about the MTO Cafe downtown. Some guy named Young Lee, manager, fired, but he's caught on video. It's mostly audio, just screaming F-bombs at his employee. Someone said, you need to sue him and the company for harassment. The more people you get to back your story, the better the case. Do your research on attorneys. Get a free consult. Blah, blah, blah.
Sounds good to me. I mean, the reality is there might be a thread there of, well, this person only acts this way towards women. They only hire women, and then they bully them. Something like that. That's going to give you what you need to move forward with the legal claim. But if it's just, hey, this guy curses a lot and he yells a lot, currently, as our law state, I don't think you're going to have a claim there. You need the hook.
Super important part of the video. Like, I think this would be the most actionable. Maybe I'm wrong. He talks about tips. Don't give her her tips. Could every employee go back and say, you know what, I was denied this much money over the years by this guy, and who would they sue? Do they sue him directly, or do they sue the company? And he may be one of the owners of the company.
Yeah,
I want my money.
You go both. And, I mean, the reality is we have, you don't even have to hire attorneys for that if it's happened within a short period of time. Normally, you got to make your claim. For state law, it's 300 days. For federal law, I think it's 180 days. But you can make wage and hour claims where they've unreasonably denied you your wages, your tips, or somehow docked your hours in an unfair manner. And you could do that through the public agency. And they'll do the investigation. Nobody wants to be on the other end of that investigation. Another one that always pops up is like, oh, you know, if you don't comport with this program, we dock your pay. That kind of stuff, it's not okay.
On the way back, we are going to give away tickets to this Sunday's game.